I'm Samantha Souders, and today we're on the job with Lark Stewart. Lark is the Director of Food and Nutrition Services for Mesquite ISD. She's been with the district for 6 years. Explain to us what a normal workday looks like for you.
It really depends on the time of year as to what my focus is for the day. For example, in January, we're planning the menu for next school year. We order approximately 1.4 million pounds of food in advance to allow time for the farmers to grow food. But say in July and August, I'm focusing on back to school training and getting prepared to see the students on their first day of school.
What are the rewards of your profession?
I can't think of a more rewarding profession than feeding hungry kids. Food is something that every single human has in common. Food is social, food is comfort, and food is life-sustaining. I know that every meal we serve has a direct impact on a student's life. Even if a student is having a bad day, we have the chance to brighten it with a hot and nutritious meal. Some kids may not have consistent access to food at home, and we have the opportunity to fill that gap for them so that they have the best chance of succeeding in life. That's what I love about my job. The more effort I put in, the more rewarding it becomes.
What's the most challenging part of your job?
The most challenging part is to follow the rules set by the Texas Department of Agriculture. We have a 1,400-page rule book that touches on all aspects of our operation, from nutrition requirements to purchasing limitations and providing meal benefits for families. It can be challenging just to keep up with the changes for each year and then to implement those changes at 50 different sites.
What advice would you give to someone who's interested in getting involved with food and nutrition services?
Definitely get your feet wet and see if school nutrition is for you. Food service requires a variety of skill sets, including customer service, cooking, food safety, and cleaning. But unlike restaurants, school nutrition has a lot of extra rules to follow, and the rigidity is not for everyone. But if you like working with kids, early morning hours, and enjoy a structured work environment, then it's likely a good fit.
What do you hope to see food and nutrition services accomplish?
I want to see food and nutrition services provide nutritious meals to all MISD students and give students the opportunity to try new foods that maybe they've never seen before. One of the goals we have for next school year is to incorporate a few scratch cooking recipes onto the menu. As we master the new skills it takes to achieve this goal, we'll continue to add more variety to our menus.
What are the qualifications for your profession?
Well, there's a lot of different ways to enter the field of school nutrition, and there's a lot of different levels within each department. So first, it's important to know what your end goal is, because that will determine what education is required to achieve that goal. If someone wants to be a director, then I would recommend getting a bachelor's degree in a related field such as nutrition, dietetics, or restaurant management. Then get a mid-level position in a school nutrition department so that you can really understand what it takes to make the whole department function. It takes about 2 to 3 years to really learn the ropes of any school nutrition job. After you've mastered a mid-level position, then start applying for other positions such as a supervisor, assistant director, or director role.
Why is what you do special to the community?
We're feeding the community's children, and they're our future. We provide critical resources to families in Mesquite, and this allows our families to use money for other important things like gas or clothing.
On the job with Lark Stewart.